You're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome to this segment. So this is from News Channel 4 KFOR. The link is on our social media pages. So if you want to read this for yourself, you can, but we are going to discuss it
at length
right now. So the headline is Oklahoma family considering legal action after wrongfully being kicked out of a venue in the middle of a party. Now, they have wrongfully in the quotes, okay? Because this is KFOR, and they want to make sure they don't get fucking sued. Caddo County, Oklahoma, which y'all know, that's where I hail from. County seat of Anadarko. Here we go. A quinceañera is supposed to be a huge celebration with Hispanic traditions, family, and lots of dancing. But for one Anadarko 15-year-old, it left her feeling embarrassed as her family says they were kicked off the event property without a full refund nor an explanation. Since Isabel Castro's first birthday, her family has been planning her quinceañera. You only turn 15 once, and it was a big day for me. I was excited, said Castro. Her older sister, Angel Roland Medina, said they checked out Red Bud Ranch back in July, then signed a contract in September for a party that was to happen the week of December 4th. Roland Medina said with food, the venue, and outside vendors, the family spent about $25,000 for this party just to have it ruined. That's in quotes. The family was asked to leave halfway through the celebration. The owner of Red Bud Ranch, Haley Garrison, told News 4, quote, things got completely out of hand. Guests were using marijuana in the building, but the thing that really alarmed us was the occupancy limit. There were way too many people in the building, end quote. Roland Medina said she believes their family was stereotyped based on the false allegations of marijuana usage. She claims no one other than the owners could allegedly smell it. According to the contract, no more than 250 people were allowed inside the venue. Roland Medina said they rented 250 chairs for their guests, but that there were a multitude of empty seats, so it leads her to believe they had less than 250. No headcount was done, added Roland Medina. Garrison said because of these two issues, everyone came into agreement to have everyone leave. However, Roland Medina said there was no agreement and that they were instead threatened with law enforcement. The client made the announcement that the party ending over the PA system, and the crowd became unruly and aggressive, making threats directly to me. At that point, I was scared for my life, explained Garrison. Garrison also declined an on-camera interview for out of fear for physical safety. Mm-hmm. On Sunday morning, December 4th, I discovered numerous threats to me personally on social media. I called the police and made the difficult decision to cancel the Sunday night event and ask the clients to vacate the premises. None of these decisions had anything to do with race. Although the contract states if a party is asked to leave, Red Bud Ranch is not obligated to refund any money or reschedule the event. Garrison confirmed with KFOR the family did receive a $900 refund. News 4 asked Garrison if more money would be refunded in the future, but she said $900 was the agreed-upon amount. Roland Medina told KFOR $900 is just a drop in the bucket, though compared to the thousands they paid and should be owed. The family also said they rented 5 on-site cabins for guests to stay in, but Red Bud Ranch was only able to accommodate them with 3 the night of their event. These decisions were made because I didn't feel it was safe to move forward when there had been so many threats to me and my staff over the previous 24 hours. In hindsight, I wish that I had been able to work out a compromise with the clients and will strive to do that in the future. I want to apologize for misunderstandings and the way things had to end, said Garrison. Castro said she'd prefer to have a do-over party, but a sincere apology would be suffice. She explained she's embarrassed now. She's known as the girl whose party shut down in front of everyone. The family is now considering legal action. Okay. That's a lot to take in, isn't it? Good old frickin' Darko, right? Poor kid. That poor kid. You know, to be
to be so excited for that. And that's a huge deal. Like, a quinceañera is a huge, huge, huge deal. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen some of these young Mexican ladies getting prepped and doing all these things for that. I mean, it's like they're coming out. It's a huge deal. And it's just sad that this happened this way, because at the end of it, you know, it's this thing that for the rest of her life, she's going to talk about that. For the rest of her life, her quinceañera is going to be the stuff of legend. And so let's talk about the whys. Okay, so the owner said that they had too many people. They went outside the occupancy limit, and they could smell marijuana. Like, right? That's what the first of the article said. And so they asked them to leave. But the family says only the owners could smell it. Now, I don't know if there was marijuana being smoked inside the building or not. I don't have any clue. But instead of kicking these folks out who've already spent money there, and not only that, they rented 5 cabins and you could only accommodate them with 3, and then decided, even though you couldn't accommodate them with those 2, you weren't going to give them the other 3. Like, what a clusterfuck. And what's the real issue here, Red Bed Ranch? What is it? Am I saying that? Am I getting that right? Yeah. So, what's really going on? Because, okay, so this is obviously a venue that they allow to be rented out. Wedding destination, all that stuff. A bridal suite, a reception hall, cabins. Okay, so all that event crap, and they got a bunch of white people on their website. So you tell me. But okay, so they, and it looks like a nice venue. But if you're already not accommodating this family that's dropped all this money and already signed a contract, like, what was in that contract? And not only that, were there more than 250 people there? You know if there's more than 250 people there. Were there more than 250 people there, yes or no? I feel like I'm at People's Court. I feel like I'm Judge Wapner. But what did that say? And what was the $900 refunded for? And is that the end of it? There's so many ways that they could solve this without having to go to court, but I doubt that and that whole thing of being in fear for your life and all that. Like that, I mean, it's not that it's over. I mean, sometimes your life is in danger. But using that as an automatic excuse to kick brown people out of your venue is not acceptable. That is just absolutely unacceptable. And this is the kind of institutional racism that we're talking about. It doesn't just happen to Indians. It doesn't just happen to one set of brown people. It happens to all brown people. And before you say, well, white people people don't like white people. True. People are prejudiced against white people. But people aren't racist against white people. We don't have the social power to do it. And the institutional power, the institutional racism that protects a lot of these very things right here is going to play against the brown people 9 out of 10 times. Because the laws weren't made to protect brown people. In the beginning, the laws are made to protect white property owners. And we still feel the repercussions of that today. We're still getting that. And it's because it's allowed. I mean, people don't think about that when they're, you know, writing these contracts and doing all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. But you don't know how, and there's the Supreme Court is hearing a case right now about that lady who's building, I mean, she builds websites and nobody's even asked her to build a website, right? But she's suing just in the off chance some gay couple doesn't know who this freaking sexist homophobe is and will somehow stumble upon asking her to build them a website. And that's just not who she is. That goes against her Christian values, right, of hating gays. And guess what? The Supreme Court, in their white supermajority, plus Clarence Thomas, is going to reinforce their rights to do this. It's really scary. And what does that tell our families? What does that tell our brown families and our families of color? First of all, let the buyer beware, right? Caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. Protect yourself, especially if they've got something written for you. Protect yourself on that. This is just, it's, and who knows where this is going to end up? Who knows? And hey, I get it. I totally get it. Like, I know how really brown people can get. Especially at a big old ceremony at a quinceañera, yeah, those Mexican families are feeling good. Heck yeah, getting rowdy, laughing, having a great time. It happens. And of course, you know, I'm all over using marijuana, the smell of marijuana, as an excuse to kick anybody out of anywhere, especially here in Oklahoma. Get over yourselves. Now, I get you don't want people to smoke in the building and put their ashes over there and put their butts or whatever. You know, I get all that. But at the same time, if you're making that up, if it's genuinely happening, that's one thing. But if you're making that up just to try to bolster your case to you know, take advantage of these of brown people, you're fucked up. That's all I got to say on that. Because if I don't like anybody using weed as the excuse to have any kind of leverage over brown people, that's not right. What if there's a little patient in there? What if there's a kid in there that has to have it and they needed an emergency for a panic attack or whatever? I don't know. There's all kinds of scenarios. There's a thousand scenarios. Or did somebody have a vape in there? Somebody was vaping in there. Give me a break. But I digress. It's not my place. I'm not the one that has to pay the insurance on it or whatever. But if I'm like Judge Wapner, if I'm putting my Judge Wapner hat on, I don't know. I need more information. I need way more information. But the one thing I do know is that young lady does not get her 15th birthday back. That's out of everything that's going to happen now, out of everything that's going to happen in the future with whatever this case, if the Redbud Ranch owner decides to make it up to them or, you know, whatever, a do-over, I don't know, however they decide to settle this once and for all, if it goes any further, the one thing they can't give back is that young lady, her quinceañera. Not like that. She can have a do-over and like, oh, this is a second quinceañera. But everybody's always going to remember that first one, no matter what side you were on. And so it's like I said, everybody kind of knows what happened there. And if there was cause for it, it's different. If there was legitimate cause for it, that's one thing. People are tearing up your venue and breaking shit. Yeah, I can see. Get the fuck out of here, like right now. I don't care who you are. But, you know, feeling like you're stereotyped, I buy that. I get that. And that comes from somewhere. So that's why I would lean more towards the Miss Castro's family. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a huge thing, and families work really hard to get that done for these young people, and for business owners who are having their venues rented out and making a lot of money from these families. They need to understand they need to be culturally aware of what these things mean, because if that was their daughter's sweet 16, this would not stand. And so we need to remember that. And it's really unfortunate. So I hope that young lady gets to have this made up to her in some way. And I hope that, you know, she understands this was not her fault. Not her fault at all. And I hope that she goes on to do big things and to be happy. And eventually, I don't know when, but eventually laugh about it and be like, oh my gosh, at my quinceañera, they kicked us out. Everybody's ready to fight. So, you know, adventures. That's what I call them. My mini adventures. So, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to read that article again, it's on our social media pages. You're listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damn Indian production, brought to you by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate to help INAM fight period poverty, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all segments wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.